The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello there, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is number 217. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Job chapters 39 through 41. In today's reading, God continues his response to Job, and then Job has a very short response, and then God continues. Let's begin. Job chapter 39. Are you acquainted with the way the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch as the wild deer give birth to their young? Do you count the months they must fulfill, and do you know the time they give birth? They crouch, they bear their young, they bring forth the offspring they have carried. Their young grow strong and grow up in the open, they go off and do not return to them. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who released the bonds of the donkey to whom I appointed the steppe for its home? The salt wastes as its dwelling place. It scorns the tumult in the town. It does not hear the shouts of a driver. It ranges the hills as its pasture and searches after every green plant. Is the wild ox willing to be your servant? Will it spend the night at your feeding trough? Can you bind the wild ox to a furrow with its rope? Will it till the valleys following after you? Will you rely on it because its strength is great? Will you commit your labor to it? Can you count on it to bring in your grain and gather the grain to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap with joy, but are they the pinions and plumage of a stork? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and lets them be warmed on the soil. She forgets that a foot might crush them or that a wild animal might trample them. She is harsh with her young, as if they were not hers. She is unconcerned about the uselessness of her labor. For God deprived her of wisdom and did not impart understanding to her. But as soon as she springs up, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Do you give the horse its strength? Do you clothe its neck with a mane? Do you make it leap like a locust? Its proud neighing is terrifying. It paws the ground in the valley, exulting mightily. It goes out to meet the weapons. It laughs at fear and is not dismayed. It does not shy away from the sword. On it the quiver rattles, the lance and javelin flash. In excitement and impatience it consumes the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet is blown. At the sound of the trumpet it says, "Aha!" And from a distance it catches the scent of battle, the thunderous shouting of commanders and the battle cries. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads its wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle soars and builds its nest on high? It lives on a rock and spends the night there, on a rocky crag in a fortress. From there it spots its prey, its eyes gaze intently from a distance, and its young ones devour the blood, and where the dead carcasses are, there it is. Job chapter 40. Then the Lord answered Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let the person who accuses God give him an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "Indeed, I am completely unworthy. How could I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth to silence myself. I have spoken once, but I cannot answer. Twice, but I will say no more." Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Would you indeed annul my justice? Would you declare me guilty so that you might be right? Do you have an arm as powerful as God's, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself then with majesty and excellency, and clothe yourself with glory and honor. Scatter abroad the abundance of your anger. Look at every proud man and abase him. Crush the wicked on the spot. Hide them in the dust together. Imprison them in the grave. Then I myself will acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at Behemoth, which I made as I made you. It eats grass like the ox. Look at its strength in its loins, and its power in the muscles of its belly. It makes its tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are tightly wound. Its bones are like tubes of bronze, its limbs like bars of iron. It ranks first among the works of God. The one who made it has furnished it with a sword. For the hills bring it food, where all the wild animals play. Under the lotus tree it lies, in the secrecy of the reeds in the marsh. The lotus trees conceal it in their shadow. The poplars by the stream conceal it. If the river rages, it is not disturbed. It is secure, though the Jordan should surge up to its mouth. Can anyone catch it by its eyes or pierce its nose with a snare? Job chapter 41. Can you pull in Leviathan with a hook and tie down its tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook? Will it make numerous supplications to you? Will it speak to you with tender words? Will it make a pact with you so that you could take it as your slave for life? Can you play with it like a bird or tie it on a leash for your girls? Will partners bargain for it? Will they divide it up among the merchants? Can you fill its hide with harpoons or its head with fishing spears? If you lay your hand on it, you will remember the fight and you will never do it again. See, his expectation is wrong. He is laid low even at the sight of it. Is it not fierce when it is awakened? Who is he then? Who can stand before it? Who has confronted me that I should repay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. I will not keep silent about its limbs and the extent of its might and the grace of its arrangement. Who can uncover its outer covering? Who can penetrate to the inside of its armor? Who can open the doors of its mouth? Its teeth all around are fearsome. Its back has rows of shields, shut up closely together as with a seal. Each one is so close to the next that no air can come between them. They lock together tightly together, one to the next. They cling together and cannot be separated. Its snorting throws out flashes of light. Its eyes are like the red glow of dawn. Out of its mouth go flames. Sparks of fire shoot forth. Smoke streams from its nostrils as from a boiling pot over burning rushes. Its breath sets coal ablaze, and a flame shoots from its mouth. Strength lodges in its neck, and despair runs before it. The folds of its flesh are tightly joined. They are firm on it, immovable. Its heart is hard as a rock, hard as a lower millstone. When it rises up, the mighty are terrified. At its thrashing about, they withdraw. Whoever strikes it with a sword will have no effect, nor will the spear, arrow, or dart. It regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. Arrows do not make it flee. Sling stones become like chaff to it. A club is counted as a piece of straw. It laughs at the rattling of the lance. Its underparts are the sharp joints of potsherds. It leaves its mark in the mud like a threshing sledge. It makes the deep boil like a cauldron and stirs up the sea like a pot of ointment. It leaves a glistening wake behind it. One would think the deep had a head of white hair. The likes of it is not on earth, a creature without fear. It looks on every haughty being. It is king over all that are proud. God has certainly asked Job some difficult questions, has he not? How did you like Job's response in the middle there, where he says, "I put my hand over my mouth to silence myself"? That's a good picture. Tomorrow we finish the book of Job. Job makes a confession, and then the end of the story, if you haven't read it before, might be surprising to you. And then after we finish Job, we'll read the New Testament book of Galatians. So come on back to see how the book of Job ends. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.